This podcast is brought to you by the Legarten Institute. I'm Sianne Hansen, Executive Director, and we hope you enjoy this conversation.
I'd like to welcome Chloe Smith, MP for Norwich North. Thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And I know at the moment you've had a significant portfolio in the past, but today we're going to focus on youth unemployment. And I wondered if we could just start by you telling us why it matters. Why does it matter to this country?
Well, youth employment is, of course, the future. It's the future of the economy. It is where you might look for important trends, in fact, as a think tank. We also want to make sure that Britain's economy stays strong. And whilst there are some good signs at present, there is plenty more work to do. And whilst it is the case that British employment and indeed youth employment is significantly better and higher than other parts of Europe or other parts of the world, we want to make sure that British young people have every chance to succeed and prosper and indeed start their own businesses and create extraordinary things going on into the future. So for me, both as a local MP and as a national politician, youth employment is one of the most important topics because it is not only about those people's own chances of prosperity, taking home a pay packet, doing something exciting with their life. It's also about the statement. It's also about the statement that we make for our society that says young people are welcome in the economy, in democracy, and in everything that we have to do together as Britain.
No, you're absolutely right, and you've touched on a couple of themes there. The one I'd just like to pick you up on is perhaps the skills base. And earlier when we were talking, there was an interesting conversation about integrating a number of different areas to bring youth employment to the UK. Tell us a bit more about that. Where do they get the entrepreneurial spirit, the education, the skills?
So at a national level, this government has been able to set out various programmes to help kick this off. So for example, got record number of apprentices starting their work and their learning in this country. That's a really great thing and a really big important foundation to build on when we're talking about youth employment. But I think also there's immense amounts that can be done regionally and locally. So I think the local enterprise partnerships up and down the land have a good role to play. Mm-hmm. And I think also particularly locally, and I can think of an example in my own city, the project of Norwich for Jobs, which I've started off. Projects like that locally can contribute enormously to both the business economy in that place and young people's prospects in that place. Mm-hmm. That project has halved Norwich's youth unemployment in less than 2 years. We set ourselves a goal and we're very pleased to be able to say we've beaten that goal and we're going to go on and do more to help even more young people, we hope. But the reason it succeeded is because a number of important organisations have worked in partnership. So I've asked the Further Education Institution, the Job Centre, the Chamber of Commerce, and many, many others to come together to run a project like that. Mm-hmm. We've been able to benefit that many young people, 1,600 and counting young people, in fact, so far. But that's testament to working together and using all the levers that we do have available to us to shift that position.
And create leaders for the future. So tell us a little bit about that. What are your views on leadership amongst the youth?
I think there is every exciting opportunity here. We need a democracy that is vibrant and that accommodates everybody who is in Britain today. And my big urge to young people is to say, get involved. Be involved in politics. Take your part in democracy. There is a space there with your name on it. And the same is true in the economy, of course.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very proud to be a young MP myself. But we have to, I think, demonstrate this and open up everything we do to young people to be part of it and to lead it. Mm-hmm. So for me, there is a very exciting opportunity here for young people to run such projects as this, which might help them be in work and help their peers and those who follow them be in work. There is every opportunity for young people to work with think tanks like yourselves to do more to show how this can be done and indeed to contribute to the kind of data products that the Institute does, which are crucial actually. You do have to measure the work that you do and measure success that you can have because then you can communicate it. Mm-hmm. And in a global world where there's more information than ever before, good quality information is really important to help young people make good choices.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
To hear more podcasts from the Legarten Institute, please visit our iTunes channel or website at www.li.com.